Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We just would like to make a few announcements before we go ahead and get started. Especially now that we're seeing a sharp increase in COVID-related cases and more restrictions are being imposed, we want to remind everybody to please keep following safety measures and guidelines and continue to use your own judgment and exercise caution as necessary. Meaning, inshallah, let's all keep our masks on the whole time. And after we're done with the khutbah and everything, please just leave. Do not shake hands or hug each other or any of that. Of course, we would all love to do that, but because of the current nature of our situation, we won't be able to. With that said, the masjid is still continuing some of the programs that we've been having. So we have upcoming classes and programs. On Sunday from 10:45 a.m. to noon, 12, Sheikh Shahid will be holding an online class where he will discuss the fiqh of salah, meaning he will show us how to prepare for salah, he will show us the various types of prayers, and he will just cover a lot of the material and a lot of matters related to perfecting your prayer. So inshallah, please join us for that. There'll be a Zoom link for it. And on that same Zoom link, from 12 to 1 p.m., so right after that class, Dr. Siddiqui will be giving a tafsir class. And he is currently covering Surah Al-Imran. So please join us for that too. The Zoom link can be found in the email, the weekly newsletter that we get every week. So please check that to find the link. This evening, from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., MYG will be hosting a special discussion, the importance of family in Islam. It's a very important subject, so please remind the youth to join us for that. And that will be with Sheikh Shahid Ali, and that will be here. Then tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., the American Halal Institute will be holding a panel discussion on products that are labeled as halal, especially as we have new products emerging. So this is a good discussion for imams and for Muslim consumers as well. So pretty much everybody to go to and listen to. Again, all the details for these events can be found in the weekly emails, and all the links can be found in the emails too. ISLC is also looking for a van or a truck. So if any of you have a good working one, one that's in order and that you can donate, it'll be very much appreciated if you could contact somebody from the masjid to please go ahead and go on with that process of getting us that van or truck. And finally, again, I said it at the beginning, but let's have another reminder. Please know that your mask should be covering your nose and your mouth the entire time, and the mask should not be removed at any time. And please don't shake hands with anybody or remove your mask at any time while you're here. So let's all take a little extra care, and let's all help to keep each other safe and comfortable. Once the prayer is over, please leave one row at a time and be mindful of social distancing. And of course, use the back parking lot to exit. Jazakallah khairan.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
نعم
حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and the final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family, and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is the last and final prophet and messenger. Khawf and Raja, fear and hope. These are the two emotions, two feelings that all human beings have. Everywhere in the world, they have them. We have fear of loss. We have fear of harm. And we also have hope for safety, for security and success. We hope. And we have this fear and hope because we do not know the future. We can plan, we can do things, but still at the same time, we do not know exactly that things are going to happen. That's why there is fear and there is hope. And it is important to keep them in balance. Islam teaches us that we should have both of them in balance. The ultimate hope is that Allah be pleased with us and we'll go to Jannah. And the ultimate fear is that we may be excluded from that. And so we should be afraid of that. That is, we should not receive the punishment of Allah. That's why every day in our Dua Qunut, which is a last prayer of the day, in this we make a dua, and this is a dua of humbleness, a great devotion. We say, نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك إن عذابك الجد بالكفار ملحق. We hope for your mercy and we fear your punishment. Indeed, your punishment is going to reach the disbelievers, those who deny you, those who reject you. Read that. It is mentioned in a hadith that Rasulullah ﷺ went to visit a sahabi who was not well, and so found him that he was almost at the verge of death. وَجَدَّهُ فِي الْمَوْتِ. So he was almost in the last moments of his life. So Rasulullah ﷺ said to him, كَيْفَ تَجَدُكَ. How are you feeling? And he said, Ajaduni akhafu wa arju. He said, I am afraid and I have hope. So I have fear and I have hope. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يجتمعان في قلب مؤمن إلا أعطاه الذي يرجو منه وأمنه من الذي يخاف. These two, if they are in the heart of a believer, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him whatever he hopes and will protect him from whatever he fears. So it is good to have, especially in the last moments of life, you can say, I don't know. But at the same time, I have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have the great hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is good to have that. The combination of those two, fear and hope, and keeping them in a balance, it is taqwa. Taqwa is a very important word of the Quran. We are always reminded about that. Taqullah, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa has both. Taqwa is on the one hand, there is fear of Allah, and on the other hand, there is also great hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you do not do bad things, and at the same time, you do whatever Allah has told you and receive the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is a great thing. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, said in his Ihya Ulumuddin, he says, hope and fear are the two wings for the believers to fly, to move higher and higher. So these two wings are important. Just like bird has to fly with two wings. If the one wing is broken, it's not be able to fly. It may perish, it may fall down. So in a similar way, a believer has to have both. And those who say that, no, I have only just hope, and I have assurance, they are deceiving themselves. They are deceiving themselves. As well as those who say, I fear and don't have no hope, they are also will be pessimistic, depressed, will not be able to function. So it has to be that both of them kept in some kind of a balance, and this balance is very important. Sometime we like things and they happen, and sometime we dislike things and they happen. So if you have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. It's possible that sometime you dislike something, it is good for you. And it's possible that sometime you like something and it is not good for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. So in our present situation, in this widespread pandemic that is affecting a large number of people, millions and millions of people have been affected and thousands are dying, this is the time of both fear and hope. The fear means that you should be cautious, careful, and take all the precautions that are needed. But at the same time, don't panic. At the same time, don't become pessimistic. Because inshallah, we'll overcome that. And inshallah, it will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this trouble from us, inshallah. And those who die, if they grow with iman, with the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will bless them. He'll give them the place in Jannah. So it is hope and fear both at the same time. And there has to be, one should be realistic. One should be realistic in doing things. So because as they say, there is something called hope and there is another thing called wish. And the third thing people call it is stupidity. So there is hope. Hope means that you do your best, make your effort, and then you hope that you will succeed. You will achieve your aim, your goal. So that's hope. Wish is you don't do much, but you wish. Sometimes there's a reason, sometimes you don't reason, but you wish it. But foolishness is that you do something opposite, something wrong, and then hope that you will succeed. Just like a student work very hard, pays attention to his studies, to the homework, all of these things, And then we'll hope for having a good grades. We'll succeed. So that's hope. A farmer work hard, till the ground, put the seed, water his ground and all this thing, and hope that he'll have a good crop. You have that. But if somebody is not doing anything, or somebody is totally ignoring, a student is totally ignoring his studies, doesn't go to class, doesn't watch anything, spend all the time playing and doing wrong things, and then says that, I'll get good results. That is called himaka, that's called safaha. That is stupidity. It's not going to work that way. In a similar way, Muslims have challenges. If they ignore those challenges, don't do anything, well, they are not going to succeed. They are going to have all the failures, one after another. And if they are together, organize themselves, bring together of themselves and make effort, then they will get success, inshallah. This is the way the Sahaba had the success, this is the communities of success, they had that. So it is important that they, that we have to make our effort. And we effort, we make our effort, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives the ultimate results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that some people had this wishful thinking. Allah says, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيَّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. It is not up to your wishes. It is not up to the wishes of the people of the book, Christians and Jews. Whosoever does something bad will see the result. Yujzabi. And he will not find any helper against Allah. And whosoever does something righteous, good, male or female, with belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a mu'min, and the person is a believer, those are the people who will go to Jannah. أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. So they will find a place in Jannah and they will not be denied a bit of anything good they have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding all of us that we should do right things, good things, avoid sin, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward for that. And everybody will make an effort, because all human beings have shortcomings, mistakes. And the shortcomings and mistakes will be forgiven as long as there is faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as there is effort to do the right things. So it is important that one should be thankful to Allah, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever good we have, we'll try to benefit from that. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا اللَّهِ كُفْرًا وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. Have you not seen some people who had the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were ungrateful, and so they brought themselves and their people to the destruction, to the problems. Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to remind people again and again that be aware of Allah and be conscious of Allah. You know, great Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent to a people who were business people, and they were doing quite good in their business. They were successful business people, but they were not honest in their business. They used to do a lot of fraud. So Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam said to them, "Inni arakum bi khair. I see that you are all right. You're doing well. But inni akhafu alaykum adhab yawmin aleem. But I fear that you will have punishment. Why? Because they were making fraud. Wala taqutun qusul mikyala wal mizan. Do not cheat people in the measurement as well as in the weight." So they were doing cheating, and apparently at that time they were okay. But the Prophet looked beyond that. Yes, you look inni arakum bi khair. You look nice. You look okay. But cheating, these wrongdoings are going to have an effect. So things have their consequences. And the consequences come, so that's why everybody has to be aware of that and has to be conscious of that. So those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do the good things. أولئك الذين إنهم كانوا يصارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the righteous people, that they used to do good things, they used to rush to do good things, and they used to call upon Allah with fear and trembling. يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, with desire as well as with fear. And this رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا is explained by our scholars that this is hope. So they have hope and raja in their dua. And very humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has mercy upon us. Allahumma rahmatak narju wa azabaka nakhsha. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأصلح لنا شأننا كله لا إله إلا أنت. والله I seek your rahmah and I fear your عذاب, and do not leave us, do not abandon us to our own efforts, and make our all of our affairs good. There is no God except you. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Somebody said very nicely, said that when you write your will, you know,